This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only, like I always say, it's the only way we win. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend. Let me just bring her back in and I'll get this conversation rolling again. We're talking about what went down today. I mean, I'm sorry, yesterday, the shooting in Nashville. And get past all the political garbage. You know, if you really want it in your face, some of you that are listening to the Democrats, and, you know, I'm hearing about how the Republicans wouldn't step up, won't do a gun. You had total control for 4 years. Total control that nobody could get out of your way and stop. And it was discussed, but you guys never brought it up. And you know why. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B back with us again, and let's just hit it again. If people want to pick up on the conversation, they're going to have to go get hour one and then catch up with us later on. But let's go back to what we were talking about, which is truly, as you were saying, here's a female, a woman, who didn't have any problem taking the lives of a bunch of young men, young people, not men, but young people.
Yeah. And again, you know, I was explaining that is, you know, very much a concern. That's a concern. And seeing the outpouring of contempt again and hate, I mean, to me, it's beyond hate, because contempt comes from such a deep part of the soul. And that's what they feel. You can hate mushrooms, right, and never eat them. You can even, you know, hate, you know, I don't know, skaters because they get in your way, or bicyclists, whatever. But there's not contempt is when you want to run over the bicycle or the bicyclist. Contempt is when you want to, you know, light mushrooms on fire. You know, if you catch my gist. The contempt is a guttural feeling in the soul, and that's why we've got to wake up and understand that this is a moral issue. This is a good versus evil issue. And what came out of that woman was pure evil. That is who she was serving. And there are even articles by the APA that I have read, and that's the American Psychological Association, that dispels the myth of violence and mental illness, meaning, you know, mass shooters, that it's not necessarily mental illness that drives them to do it. Could they be mentally ill? Yes. And what's the difference? Well, we all get sad. We all, you know, a lot of people have depression, you know, suicidal ideation. It's very rare for you to have a mental issue, a mental illness that makes you homicidal all the time. Now, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent. Not really a tangent, just going to go down the avenue of neuropsychology here and neuroscience. So there, I've talked about this before, and finally people are becoming aware of it. And I encourage more specifically psychiatrists and psychologists to become really aware of this. If any of you can diagnose, if you're a PA and you can diagnose, you need to hear this. If you care at all about stopping these mass shootings, this is the one thing that can do it over anything. And we'll talk about how parenting, we can go down that road. But this is one thing psychological professionals can do and need to know about, even counselors, even MFTs. And that is the genetic predisposition one can have and how it's certain medications cannot be metabolized specifically by young kids, but also by adults with depression. So these are called SSRIs, and these are our serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And so what it does is make sure that the junk going on in your head isn't, you know, taken up in it. It's just we want that to be metabolized and to go away. We want to have the right amounts of chemicals in our bodies and in our brains. And there are a few genetic variants, and it's COMT. And the MTHFR, that sounds like a bad word, but it that's what it is. So in the least, parents, MFTs, counselors, psychiatrists, psychologists, send your client before they want to take meds, even if they are on meds and they are presenting with suicidal ideation, anxiety, newly onset severe panic, send them to get a blood test, send them to their medical doctor. It is covered by insurance in most states to get a COMT test. What this COMT test does is test to see if you are positive on one or both variants on the gene. And what this gene does, say you are positive on both variants, that means you have a plus plus. You can even have a plus minus. And if you're a minus minus, you don't have to worry about it. And it will show up. Your doctor will explain that to you. But if you're a plus plus or a plus minus, that means you have the variant and that gene is turned on. That means you're going to be more susceptible. A lot of people will have it. They're finding that over 60% of the population have it. It doesn't mean you're going to be a mass shooter. I don't want people to freak out. What it means is one of two different things. First, that you are going to be more prone to panic and anxiety. And to me, when people find out that they have it, and I've got family members that I've made them get the test and they got it, and it's a relief, because then you're going, oh, I'm not crazy. I have a gene that just makes me more susceptible to be jumpy in situations. I will be more traumatized.
We're going to talk about more traumatization when we come back to the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe, to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got Dr. B with us again. And again, this is the night for it. We're looking at the issues that are going down. We're looking at the information on the shooter. And this is not, look, this is hate. For me, in my humble professional opinion, non-professional, I guess, this is nothing but hate. And it's brought on because these people have some issues they need to deal with, and we're not dealing with it. In essence, in my mind, we're almost affirming their hate. First, their hate for themselves and who God made them and what they're all about. And because they're so mad about it, they're taking that out on others. Because you're not affirming something that's actually hurting them, not helping them. Dr. B, back at it again. Always love it when you're on with me and you hit this stuff head on. Because there's no way to dance around it, you know?
There's not, you know, and you just mentioned, you know, they don't feel affirmed. Another, you know, new woke word.
Accepted, affirmed, whatever.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, where's the affirming of the rights to that Christian school to keep their Christian values and to be able to protect those kids and have a safe haven. Where are all of these groups that, you know, are all about, you know, accepting everybody? What about those targeted Christians? Nobody's speaking out saying, you know, none of these groups, these hate groups are saying, oh my gosh, no one's standing up. NPR, BLM, the LGBT, no one's standing up and saying, oh my gosh, these people count too. These lives count too. These lives matter. Is anyone saying that besides the Babylon Bee? I don't. So it's the message, of hypocrisy is truly mind blowing. Okay, so while we're at break, I had 4 people ask me how they can find out if they have this gene. So if it's okay, I'm gonna finish this real quick.
You just take it and run with it. I'm gonna sit back and have me a sandwich.
You all can find out. I've had our kids tested, or I've had the blood test. And I, like I said, family members, and some of us are Native, and some of us have the positive genes. So again, if you're plus, or you have a plus, 1 or 2, don't worry. It just means you're going to be more prone to, you know, ADHD and panic and anxiety. You're just going to be more sensitive. Hypersensitive, meaning you're going to feel the high highs and the low lows. It's not a bipolar issue. It just means that you're very present and sensitive. And that is if the genes get turned on. Sometimes genes don't get turned on. Most of the time, these COMT genes are triggered and are turned on. So we'll just say you have it. You've got plus. Or a plus minus, what do? What do you need to know about? So if that is true, that means basically you should never be on an SSRI, which is an antidepressant. And we're talking Prozac, Zoloft, most of the SSRIs. Because if you are COMT positive and you've got the mutation on the MTHFR, that means that you cannot metabolize the SSRIs. You cannot metabolize what are in the drugs, these meds. It does the opposite effect. And so, okay, Dr. B, now I'll break it down even more. What does that mean? I can't metabolize it. Well, you know, when you eat something, chew it up, swallow it, it goes through, your body gets the nutrients. You eat sugar, right? You're going to feel it. Some of us more than others. Caffeine, you're going to feel like it because you're metabolizing it. Your metabolism, you know, can be on high, can be on low. Well, with this, it means that your brain, once you have those meds inside your body, those chemicals, the SSRIs, and even some SNRIs, like Wellbutrin. But again, talk to your doctor about it. So your brain, once it goes in, the medication, the chemicals cannot come out. So now you've got all of that bouncing around in your head, driving you more crazy. And I've had the amount of kids I've had come in, Dr. B, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm panicking. I can't sleep. I'm thinking of, you know, taking my life. And I will ask them, are you newly on an SSRI? 9 times out of 10, yes. Okay. How long has it been? 2 weeks. Okay. Are you feeling this? And we'll go down the route. I'll have them go get tested. I'll have them talk to the doctor and explain and ask them to stop the meds. And just know there are some amazing meds that you can take, anti-anxiety. They're not SSRI. So talk to your doctor about that. I don't want to blow the hope for everybody. And they will come out. Again, 9 out of 10 times that they are positive on these genes. And once they get off and they get on their new meds, they're more of an anti-anxiety med versus an SSRI, that is an antidepressant, then everything kind of levels out along with great counseling. So of the 300 mass shooters I have been studying, I've met a few as well, communicated with a few, 96%. We're newly on an SSRI, and I'm super curious to find out if we'll find out if this young lady, you know, if that was part of it. But after the fact, we have found out that 96% of these mass shooters, one I talked to, Kurt, he amazing man, actually. He had been in jail 20 years. He was a mass shooter back in the late 80s, was it? Yeah, 90s, 90s. It was the 90s. By the time I talked to him, it was just fascinating because he started writing about COMT. And I asked him, I go, tell me your journey. He says, well, I was 16, 17 years old. We had some family issues. I wasn't coping well. I was feeling suicidal. And so they took him to a psychiatrist. They put him on an SSRI. He was on it for a week. He said he became homicidal and that wasn't good. So he told his parents. They took him back to the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist says, I'm going to up your dose and I'm going to give you another 2 weeks to try it out. Oh. And so what they were doing, and he was COMT positive, we found out after the fact again, what that did was just add more meds to his brain, and his brain could not metabolize any of it. And so after 3 days of that up dose, he came home and slaughtered his entire family. And this is something that he would never have done, never had a thought until he was on these meds. So he had done the research. He had built a case. He did great in prison for 20 years. And me, along with another psychiatrist and his lawyer, were able to get him out. And he's been on, you know, an antihistamine, hydroxy, I believe, don't quote me, that helps with his anxiety. So this is a real thing. I've helped many people with this, but just know it's very common with mass shooters to see that they are COMT positive. The Columbine shooters, one of the moms, Dylan's mom, I believe it was her, I'm not sure, said that they were all on, you know, Zoloft and Prozac, I believe, newly on that, and, you know, had the COMT, were COMT positive. So there's that part of it. So you add that along with issues that you're struggling with, along with a religion that you have turned, you know, developed a hate for, along with parents that put boundaries, and all of a sudden this culture thinks that you can kill for that. And I'm not saying the whole culture is like that.
We got a commercial to go to. You know how it is. Got to pay for the show. Be back in a little bit. If you don't want to miss any of this, folks, hang tight. We'll be back in a few minutes.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The new Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is demanding President Biden come to the negotiating table and talk over the debt ceiling. White House spokeswoman Olivia Dalton says Republicans have shown very little on their budget proposal.
All we've seen are these proposals from the House Freedom Caucus.
While Republicans are pushing the White House to agree to spending cuts as a condition for raising the debt limit, Biden has called on the GOP to accept an increase without conditions. Adnan Syed's murder conviction is reinstated 6 months after he was freed. Syed, whose case was made famous by the podcast Serial, was released in October from prison after an attorney said DNA evidence supported his innocence. Maryland's appeal court will now hold a new hearing for victim Haymin Lee's family and does not necessarily mean Syed will be sent back to prison. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Those men are gone. Don't even look for them. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website, joemazzini.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is an active chat room there as well. You can get involved in the conversation. Ask your questions. But let me bring her in. The expert is here. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Kind of try to make head or tail out of what's going on. And this one, again, another issue, another shooting where a certain group of people try to blame the gun. We're not blaming the mental health issues in this country. We're not blaming some of the things our kids are exposed to. You and I were talking during the break because somebody had sent me a question and said video game binging, which was brought up in her case, and showing, actually they showed some clips of the video game. I don't know the name of it. They're so realistic looking that it has to desensitize you to the killing, because heck, it's just a game. We'll press the button later, it'll all come back to life again.
Right. No, it is. We have a theater room, and my kids are older. My boys are older, and they know they can't play anything with bad language or too awful in there. You want to do that, you do that. But and it's interesting. You know, the real, how realistic it is. It's like, oh my gosh, I jump in there. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm in like a war. They're like, oh no, mom, it's fine. We're with our friends. And I'm like, but you've got like, you're picking like these weapons and it doesn't make them, they don't get upset and angry and any of that, because we're parents, we're on it. We limit it and we explain and they know, and they're not on drugs and they know who they are. But it is so realistic. It completely blows my mind. I'd love to talk a little bit about the mind and what video games can do, especially violent ones, not like those, but you can get a pretty deep into some of these, you know, Grand Theft Auto. We've talked about that. Where there are like 16 of them out there. Where, right, you sleep with prostitutes and that gets you your life back. you know, and killing people, and just, it's just horrendous. And again, in and of itself, if you're an adult, you want to play a violent video game, rock on. It's when you start adding, you know, drugs to it, or, you know, pornography to it, or you've got, you know, depression or suicidal ideation, and you just kind of go down that rabbit hole. You know, your parents aren't around, or you've got an abusive situation around you. So that is when the mind changes, specifically in youngsters, you know, anyone under 25. And you've got to be okay with that if you're an adult, and just know that if it's still the developing mind, you know, between, I guess you're an adult at 18, so 18 and 25, know that that ability to cope is not there yet 100%. That decision making is not there, and I've seen kids come out, you know, from playing video games completely wired and twitchy, and I'm like, you know, you probably should limit your child on that. And of course, Joe, you and I have talked that, how do I get their phone? How do I get their device?
How do you get their phone?
Lock it up.
Hmm.
Right? How do you get that device? I need to live in these houses. I mean, come on, Joe. Say your kids are smaller, like, yeah, nope, it's mine. What do you say?
Actually, it's mine. You're in my house. You're taking up my space, right?
Wi-Fi.
You know, my granddaughter was here, and I said, let me in your phone. And she said, why? And I said, how about this? Because I want to. And I'm your grandfather. Open it up. And she did. She just punched in the code, got me in, and it was. And
yay,
she didn't, you
right?
Know, right. There's not going to be argument here. Are you serious?
You should videotape that and play it so parents understand how to do it. That's like me with my daughter, and she knows that she's limited and she can't download any apps, and she's 13. And at night, she brings them on down before bed. She knows that, and if you don't, even if you forget, which she never does, then they're gone for 48 hours. So gosh darn, she brings it, turns it, and here you can see anything you want. She doesn't have a passcode that I don't know. It's really not that difficult.
But Dr. B, this is where the parents, we've talked about this a million times, this is where the parents aren't being parents, right? You go in there, the kid, and they do, they have psychotic episodes where you know, you took their phone, oh my God, life has come to an end, what am I supposed to do? The kid was so upset. Well, to put it in Joe Messina terms, you just don't care. The phone,
right.
You take it, you know you're doing the right thing. As long as you're doing the right thing, their reaction shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't be what drives you. Work with it, but it shouldn't be what drives you, should it?
No, and if you're just like, you know, oh, they're quiet, they're upstairs, they're not bothering me. any parent knows you don't want quiet that long.
No.
It's not a good sign. You got to bust in. I know in California, there's some law that you, if they have like something locked in their room, that they can call the police because it's like an invasion of privacy now for teenagers or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but you can't come in here.
Good luck.
Well, here's the thing. You can't open my door. Fine. I'd be happy to unhinge that thing and put it outside. You can have your door. You can sit behind it all you want. I won't come through.
Well, listen, it's not your bureau it's sitting in. I have the receipt. It's my bureau. Why are you putting stuff in my bureau? I was just taking it out.
Here's the culture, right? I mean, you and I as kids, we would never even think that thought.
Oh,
it just wouldn't be a thought to even mouth the words.
But the video games, again, let's go back to that just for half a second here, because I'm sure there's a bunch of people listening that have the same problems. They don't think there's anything wrong with the video games. It doesn't affect them, their kids. You cannot tell me that if your child's been on those video games for an hour or two and comes out of their room, you're not looking at them going, my God, who is that? Right?
Right.
I mean, the demeanor changes. The tone in their voice changes.
Yeah, absolutely. So video games are definitely in this along with, you know, social media. But what we see, and it does happen because, and even video games now, because they are communicating with others, sometimes strangers, sometimes friends. Now, if you're with strangers, you can get bullied, right? There are things that can come through, and this is where you need to watch your younger kids, especially your girls, that they should never be online playing these games, even Roblox, even these other, you know, little kid games, which they allow you to pick your sex and your gender now in a lot of these games, just so you know, these kid games, parents. Go find out what your kids are playing. They allow you to pick your gender. I kid you not. So never mind. Video, come on. Anyway, so you got to make sure you know who they're talking to, especially, you know, or talking with, because predators are definitely hopping on board. So safety issue first. Second, how does it affect the brain? Well, any kind of social media long-term meaning more than an hour a day, more than 1 hour a day is what research says. Your brain begins to change chemically and developmentally. So we've got a decrease in self-confidence. We're open to peer pressure, right? Because we're with these people, strangers. Of course, psychological addiction, because they want to keep going and keep going. And an impairment in the prefrontal lobe. That's what sits right here. The prefrontal lobe is so important, and that's the part of the brain that doesn't fully develop until you're 25. That's our coping. That's our decision-making. That's our impulse. All of that. So you're wondering why kids are entitled, why they're snapping, why they are hateful, why they're trying to find groups, why they don't feel like they belong. Their prefrontal lobes are probably so rewired and misdirected at this point because of social media. The research doesn't lie. It's not just me. I happen to have a PhD. It's not just Joe, who should have a PhD. The research, thousands of articles, shows this. They do functional MRIs, they do SPECT scans, and these are all brain scans. Functional MRIs, fMRIs, are actual MRIs and scans and imaging taken as the children, as adults, play the video games. And it shows what's lighting up and what is not and what is misfiring. So that is how they know. It also affects their ability to multitask and their memory. How many times have you told your kid, and yes, it's normal for kids, but not this normal, to, you know, hey, on your way up, can you grab the da-da-da-da? And they, yeah, sure, and they walk right by it. Yes, that's going to happen, but you should be able to train them to do that. And we're finding that kids are really out of sight, out of mind, even more so than the normal teenager. We've got phantom vibration syndrome. Have you heard that?
No.
Adults can get that too. It's when you have your phone on vibrate all the time. You get this. It's called phantom vibration syndrome. You're always checking your phone, like, oh, did it go off?
Wait a minute. No. You got to hold that. People are going to come back. Phantom vibration syndrome. My God. All right. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. Be right back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. The way you do that is get informed and get informed properly. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She pretty much does every week. Try to go through some of the issues you're having with your teens in society and help them push through. And we're talking about the, you know, it is an addiction. The video games, the smartphones, the social media. It is a flat-out whole new world with a whole different type of addiction, isn't it?
It is. And I have four people that messaged me and asked if they had phantom vibration syndrome. And
yeah, I want to know what that is. That is.
And they talked about it. You can't die from it. No. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, basically it's just a tactile hallucination. I mean, you're hallucinating. It's a tactile, meaning, right, you're touching, hallucination, because your brain just perceives a vibration that's not present. It's just like Pavlov. You know, if you ring the bell and you want to eat. So you're just, your brain is so used to, think about if you walk in a room sometimes or you walk into a building and all of a sudden you'll have a smell. And you're like, what? That smells like barbecue. And I'm in, you know, a clothing store. So it's just that your brain has had memory and thought, so that's all it is. Tactile hallucination. How's that? Don't freak out. We've all done it. We've all like, oh, is that my phone? Nope, nothing's going.
You're right. With certain smells and or even certain noises will bring me back, I don't want to say how many years, but back to the days of my grandmother's house. You're right. There's a recognition of something there. I also heard the same thing with people who lose an arm, lose a leg, they still feel pain in that or what have you.
Yeah. So it's all interrelated. And this is welcome to our, phone culture. And this is a part of it. So that's all phantom vibration syndrome is, but it is real. So you're not crazy. You're like, dang it, I keep looking at my phone and nothing. Either that or you're really desperate for friends. So get out.
You're dying for somebody to call you. I mean, how many times? Come on now, fess up, people. How many times have you reached for the phone in your pocket because you thought your pocket was vibrating and the darn thing is sitting there on the table, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How many times have you looked for your phone? Or your AirPods, whatever.
While it's in your hand?
I
thought it was just old age. I didn't know.
I literally turned on my flashlight on my phone looking for my phone.
Don't tell me that. Okay. All right, then you just blew the last hour and a half. You know that. People are like, I'm going to listen to her.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
So again, and this includes video games and the violent video games. I've mentioned this for years to people, because people are like, does it really, are the violent ones? Yes, the violent ones have a greater impact on the mind. The fMRIs, the functional MRIs, the imaging of your brain, while people under boys specifically, this was a lot of these studies that I read were boys under the age of 18, 10 to 18, they, measured and looked at what their brain was doing and how it was lighting up, which was severe. And the same parts were lighting up as they saw with domestic violence abusers.
Oh.
So when they had done brain scans on those that were the perpetrators of domestic violence, the same part of the brain up here was lit up as those boys that were playing video games. So right there, You're rewiring the brain. You're targeting the brain. You're triggering that part of the brain that is violent. There's no getting around it. There's nothing you can do to make that different. So that's why I say limit it. That's why the researchers and professionals also say limit how much. And they suggest an hour or less. After an hour a day, you're at that point, the developing mind is not going to develop the way that you want it to, that God planned it to. So more than an hour. I know that sounds like a lot, and teenagers are cringing right now listening to me. The last thing I want to say about video games, social media, anything that's a digital type device, is that you've got to understand it triggers the brain's reward and addiction system. How many people you say, you take kids off. I've seen I've been at babysat or gone to people's houses or even my own kids, and you just shut that thing off, and they're like twitchy, like they need like a hit, right? It's like they're on crack, and this is why we call it digital heroin. I mention this all the time. It's a very real thing, digital heroin. It hits the same exact parts of the brain, the reward addiction system. Your brain seeks a reward. The teen opts for a reward of social media or video games. Instead of going outside, instead of working out, instead of a conversation with a parent, instead of going for a drive, instead of grabbing coffee, they want the social media because it's easy, and it's easy for the parents.
But Dr. B, we watch TV all the time, and there was cowboy and Indian things, and it was shoot 'em up, bang, bang, and all that. We didn't go shooting up streets.
I'm sorry.
I said that short form, but I thought I had fun with it anyway. We weren't.
Gunsmoke does not trigger that so much. The Addams Family, I don't know, the Love Boat didn't make me want to go
Yeah,
that
didn't want me to be going on a cruise either. But
No.
Jokingly, when you think about the shoot 'em up type of movies or shows, there was always a moral story, or 99% of the time, and it always ended on a positive note. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And there was not this virtual reality element to it. It's not like you were there. You were being entertained. There wasn't blood spurting everywhere. There weren't prostitutes to sleep with so that person will get back up. I mean, the levels of disgust and violence and depravity that they throw. I mean, so take all the social media stuff out. Take all the brain developmental. Look at the messages they're getting of how to treat women, of how to use guns, of how to take drugs. You know, it is, it's pretty mind-blowing. We are very deadened to it, right? We've become desensitized. You know, if you went back to 1750, right, and put a VR headset on, you know, somebody riding a horse, they would probably die of a heart attack. You know what I mean? Your brain is not supposed to be able to handle that. It's not what God intended. And to just do three more, to explain three more things. So,
you've got four and a half minutes, so
I can do it.
Go for it.
When these kids have this need, it almost, your brain thinks it's a threat that you've got to get something or something's going to happen. That threat signals the amygdala. It's part of your brain, the amygdala. And then your HPA, your hypothalamic, this is going to be a lot of words. Your hypothalamic pituitary adrenals are initiated, and it initiates the stress response. So all I'm saying is when your kids give into this, then they will be triggered and triggered and triggered to want this digital heroin, and then the stress response is activated. So my last point here is why this is important. If it's not important now, and you just want a break and you want your kids for the next 4 years to be up in their room and you don't want to see them, let them do it. Good luck. But what we're seeing in kids are physiological responses, high blood pressure, hypertension, cardiovascular diseases in these kids because of the stress response, higher incidences of cancer, diabetes, eating issues, and then, of course, mental health issues. So that's all just to say that absolutely that shooter was probably playing video games and a lot. And you can see that she wasn't happy in her home life, even though it doesn't necessarily sound like a bad one. And it led to her wanting to check out. Her parents, I mean, it did, unfortunately, where they failed is didn't check in on her enough and get her, draw her out of that room, draw her out of, somebody bought the video games, right? Somebody provided the electricity and the internet. And her brain clearly rewired. And she just got really lost. And when you are raised with God and you turn your back on that, that's just not going to work out for you because you've got nothing.
She looked very matter-of-fact, cold, whatever you want to call it. There was no emotion on her at all. This was, for all intents and purposes, this was nothing more than a video game for her.
Right. Not at all. I mean, the way she, when I watched her, there was nothing. The eyes were dead. Definitely, you know, sociopathology there. And that's not antisocial personality, which is anti-society. She didn't care about society's norms. She probably had social anxiety. Her sleep, she's probably sleep deprived because that's how this affects you. You physically have less gray matter, which you need to cope, and you need for your neurons and all that good stuff to, you know, other neuroactivity to bounce back and tell you what to do. So, perfect story.
45 seconds. How do people get more of your sage advice, information, and where can they hear you?
Well, you can hear me on here every week, and then find me at Dr. Bridget Melson on Facebook or drbradio.com. And if you have any questions, you can email me at drb@drbradio.com, and I will answer.
Man, this could be a whole afternoon of going through some of these issues with these kids, and it's and you know, I think the second part or a next show we need to do is how to help parents cope, actually help them work through a scenario where they can actually cope with with taking that phone, shutting off the video game, pulling the internet plug, if you would. Dr. B, always a blessing to have you with me. Joe Mazzini, your host. Brad Dinkins joins us in the next hour. We'll see what we can do about your legal rights and protecting those as well. Be back in a few minutes.